Savitri, Book 10, The Book of the Double Twilight, Canto 3, The Debate of Love and Death, pages 621 to the top of 623. A sad, destroying cadence, the voice sank. It seemed to lead the advancing march of life into some still original inane. But Savitri answered to almighty death, "O dark-browed sophist of the universe, who veilst the real with its own idea, hiding with brute objects nature's living face, masking eternity with thy dance of death, thou hast woven the ignorant mind into a screen and made of thought error's purveyor and scribe, and a false witness of mind's servant sense. An aesthete of the sorrow of the world, champion of a harsh and sad philosophy, thou hast used words to shutter out the light and called in truth to vindicate a lie. A lying reality is falsehood's crown and a perverted truth her richest gem. O death, thou speakest truth, but truth that slays. I answer to thee with the truth that saves. A traveler, new discovering himself, one made of matter's world his starting point, he made of nothingness his living room, and night a process of the eternal light, and death a spur towards immortality. God wrapped his head from sight in matter's cowl. His consciousness dived into inconscient depths. All knowledge seemed a huge dark nescience. Infinity wore a boundless zero's form. His abysms of bliss became insensible deeps. Eternity a blank spiritual vast. Annulling an original nullity, the timeless took its ground in emptiness and drew the figure of a universe, that the spirit might adventure into time and wrestle with adamant necessity and the soul pursue a cosmic pilgrimage. A spirit moved in black immensities and built a thought in ancient nothingness. A soul was lit in God's tremendous void, a secret laboring glow of nascent fire. In Nihil's gulf, his mighty puissance wrought. She swung her formless motion into shapes, made matter the body of the bodiless. Infant and dim, the eternal mights awoke. In inert matter, breathed a slumbering life. In a subconscient life, mind lay asleep. In waking life, it stretched its giant limbs to shake from it the torpor of its drowse. A senseless substance quivered into sense. The world's heart commenced to beat, its eyes to see. In the crowded, dumb vibrations of a brain, thought fumbled in a ring to find itself. Discovered speech and fed the newborn word that bridged with spans of light the world's ignorance. In waking mind, the thinker built his house. A reasoning animal willed and planned and sought. He stood erect among his brute compeers. He built life new, measured the universe, opposed his fate, and wrestled with unseen powers. Conquered and used the laws that rule the world and hoped to ride the heavens and reach the stars, a master of his huge environment. Now through mind's windows stares the demigod, hidden behind the curtains of man's soul. He has seen the unknown, looked on truth's veilless face. A ray has touched him from the eternal sun, motionless, voiceless in foreseeing depths. He stands awake in supernature's light and sees a glory of arisen wings and sees the vast descending might of God.